A crew of eager volunteers are digging trenches in the desert east of Horseshoe Bend. They're putting 4x8-foot wire mesh pens in the ground, making sure the sides are buried deep.
I want about this much dirt on top, and we're also going to put that sheet of metal up on top of them, too. So, yeah, so we need a nice hole there.
Dr. Eric Jensen is a professor of biology at the College of Idaho. He's working with Zoo Boise to establish a colony of southern Idaho ground squirrels on this parcel of public land. There are 10 species of ground squirrels in Idaho. Each is different, and this one is in trouble. Estimates vary, but scientists think there are 4,000 left.
They only occur in Idaho, and they only occur in Jim, Payette, and Washington counties, period. That's their entire range in the whole world.
The southern Idaho ground squirrel is small, sort of a brownish dirt color with a short, ropey tail. They're losing habitat to people. They like the rich bottomland soil, the same soil that farmers like. The squirrels face another invader, cheatgrass. The plant crowds out the native vegetation, which the squirrels need to survive. Zoo Boise Executive Director Steve Burns says they face a host of threats. Burns and Jensen tick them off, starting with the badger.
Badgers are unbelievable, efficient ground squirrel eating machines.
And then you've got the weasels and the coyotes and the foxes, the rattlesnakes and the gopher snakes, the prairie falcon. Then there's the red-tailed hawk, the Swainson's hawk, the rough-legged hawk.
That's not all. Jensen says human hunters also affect squirrel numbers. Past attempts to form new colonies of the animals haven't gone well. That's because most of those were a hard release. That's when you pop open the box of squirrels at the release site and they start running.
And they're panicked. They don't have their burrows. They don't have their place to hide from predators. They just panic and run, and pretty soon they get eaten, and that's that.
For this 3-year project, Jensen's trying a soft release of animals bred at Zoo Boise and trapped from ranches and golf courses in the area. That's where the wire mesh pens come in. The squirrels are released into a protected cage, complete with a nest box to hide in.
As soon as they see the opening, why, they will dive down and they'll go into the nest burrow, the nest box that we have there. Then that's where they'll live until they leave the pen.
They get fed once a day. Any predators, like badgers or foxes, are relocated away from the site.
We sort of help the ground squirrels along for a period of time, help them get their bearings, get established, feel at home, and then they would start to survive on their own.
For 3 months, humans watch out for the squirrels as they dig under their release cages and start forming their own colony of burrows. This time of year, they dig and they eat. They have to get fat because, like bears, they spend much of their life hibernating underground. But unlike bears, ground squirrels do it to survive the hot, dry summer and fall.
The desert dries out, and when it dries out, there's nothing for them to eat. And so from probably mid to late June, they go underground and they stay underground until January.
Volunteers will watch over the squirrels until they go to sleep. Then they're on their own in their new habitat. Jensen says last year's release, the first in the 3-year project, went well. Around 30 of the 100 squirrels released survived. That may not sound like a lot, but Jensen says it's a positive sign for a species that's a candidate for listing under the Endangered Species Act. Both Professor Eric Jensen and Zoo Director Steve Burns hope this project will reestablish more of the species.
It is endemic to the state of Idaho. So if it's gone from here, it's gone forever. It's gone from the planet. And what a tragedy that would be. I mean, clearly this is something that is unique to Idaho, and we should have it here.
The $100,000 project is funded by Zoo Boise's conservation program. Burns says the project has 2 goals, to put more squirrels back in the wild and to develop a successful technique for translocating ground squirrels in case they are put on the endangered species list. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.